2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Good morning, everybody. This is your DFS Army's Puck Drop for Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. I'm your host, MDelagnus14, and here with me today is Mr. Robert Flynn, or RFlynn710 in Slack Chat. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Matt?
Pretty good.
All right, my name is Rob Flynn. You can find me out on Twitter, RFlynnDFS, and like you said, RFlynn710 in Slack. Get started on this beautiful five-game slate. Colorado at Ottawa, Boston at Philly, Buffalo at Calgary, Edmonton at Vancouver, and San Jose at Arizona.
Yeah, we got a pretty good slate of games today for just a five-gamer. There's some high-end chalk, and then there's some sneaky plays that jumped out off the page for us today. If you guys want to join up and get our late-breaking news in our Slack chat, go to dfsarmy.com. Use the promo code NHLPODCAST to save 20% on your membership. And that's 20% each and every month, not just the first month. Get in, get talking, get learning. We coach, we teach and everything here at DFS Army and want to make you guys better players.
And it's not just NHL we offer. That price gets you access to all our sports, MLB, NFL, tennis, golf, esports, whatever your fancy is. We have coaches that specialize in it. And you will become a better player.
Definitely a growing community here at the DFS Army. And we just thrive to make our members better and win all you guys money. Without further ado, we're gonna knock into this five-game slate. We're going to start off with goalies and then move on to centers, wings, and round out with defense and some sneaky stacks we have for tonight. So with goalies, my top goalie tonight, if he is confirmed, is David Rittich for Calgary. The highest favorite on the slate. No one's even close to him. He's got a decent matchup with Buffalo. He's at home. The one issue with him is he's allowed three goals the last three games. He has gotten a lot of saves, though, with 24, 32, 32, 32, 28. He sees the shot volume normally, and he's got a high-powered offense in front of him that should allow him to, if he does give up three goals, still get the win, as Calgary can pop off for five, six, seven goals every single night they're on the slate.
Absolutely. Buffalo doesn't play great defense, so Calgary should win. So that 12 points is almost locked up for Dave Rittich.
Which is huge on FanDuel. That 12-point bonus for a win can really jump you from out of cash into cashing really quick.
Absolutely. It means much more on FanDuel than it does on DraftKings. So just keep that in mind, depending on which site you guys use.
Yeah, moving on. Jacob Markstrom, if he's confirmed. He's my second goalie on the slate, and he's even more of a tournament play against Edmonton. He is at home, though, and he has been back and forth lately. Definitely not safe, but Edmonton isn't scoring all that much, but they also aren't shooting that much, so the upside is capped with them. In two games against Edmonton, he did only give up two goals each game, scoring 20 and 28 FanDuel points and getting two wins. So, again, that 12-point bonus is clutch for him if he can get that tonight.
Edmonton is a little better offensively than Vancouver, but Vancouver is quite a bit better defensively than Edmonton. So, like you said, it's not going to be a whole lot of shots faced, but I also don't see him giving up more than one or two goals. It's really only the Connor McDavid line you need to worry about.
Yeah, and Vancouver's allowing just 2.5 goals in their last 10 games. They're only allowing 28 shots per game, so their defense is playing very well. And I think they're going to be able to stop Edmonton, and no one's going to own Markstrom at 8.1K on FanDuel. He is the highest-priced projected goalie right now, with Rittich $100 behind him, and then everyone else in the mid-sevens.
It is really a weird slate that we don't have any super high-priced goalies. two guys that are close to 9K are Rask and Jones, and neither one of them are expected to play.
Yeah, exactly. And we got a lot in the 7K range where people can spend $100 or $200 more from one guy to the next and have the same upside almost, and also a very low floor for every goalie that's under 8K tonight.
Both of us have the same top three goalies. Number three is Darcy Kemper, playing at home against San Jose. He's way down in price at only $7,500.
Yeah, he's facing a hot Sharks team, but they are coming off a back-to-back, traveling into Arizona. Kemper has 22.4, 26.4, 38.4, and 18.4 in his last four games. And the last two against Edmonton and Vancouver were on the road, and he was still able to put up over 20 FanDuel points and just gave up five goals in the two games combined with 33 saves and 23 saves, respectively.
Absolutely. San Jose, I expect to carry quite a bit of ownership tonight, especially with the way their third line is rolling. But they're also giving up a whole bunch of goals.
We're not going to use Kemper in cash games tonight, but
No, definitely not.
The upside in tournaments is absurd. San Jose shoots a ton. Arizona actually has the best penalty kill on the slate at 92%, which I was really shocked to see. So the Sharks might have a hard time even scoring penalty goals tonight against Arizona, who's playing okay defense right now.
They're not playing nearly as bad as a lot of people think they are. And they have some sneaky offensive options that we will get to later, going up against some very suspect San Jose defense.
Definitely. Anything else for you on the goalie front tonight, Flynn?
A couple MME options out of the Boston and Philly game. You can go Halak or Carter Hart. Neither of them I would trust in cash games. And unless you're making 50 to 100 lineups, maybe 150, then sprinkle those guys in. But if you're only making 3 to 5 lineups, don't go anywhere near those guys.
Yeah, definitely MME. I'm not fully on either one of them, but I can see the appeal there as both teams are allowing shots and allowing goals. And Boston's kind of cooled off a little bit, so Hart could be that 1-2% owned guy who brings you to the top of a tournament tonight, especially on the weird goalie fronts we have today.
Oh, absolutely. Other than Rettich, none of the goalies are safe. And when we have one goalie that's far and away number one, he usually busts for us.
Yeah.
So just stick to tournaments tonight.
Yeah, I hope Rettich doesn't do that for us tonight. But I think that's all we have for goalies, unless you want to take a stab at anyone else or you want to move right on to centers.
Let's move on to centers.
All right, so my top center on the board tonight is Sean Monahan for Calgary. He's a 7.8K. He's under McDavid, under McKinnon, under Bergeron on FanDuel. Calgary, one, has scored 14 goals in their last 10 games. The floor for them is pretty high, and Buffalo is allowing 33 shots per game and over 3 goals per game in their last 10. He'll be chalky, but that might be some chalk that I'm willing to eat tonight.
Absolutely. He and his line mates are in a great spot. I don't even hate the second line center, Backlund. That line has scored 8 goals over the last 10 games. Not quite the absurd 14 that the Monahan line has put up, but they will be quite a bit lower owned than Monahan's line.
Yeah, and Backlund's got 3 assists in his last 2 games, and he's getting a ton of ice time. Sits around 2 to 4 shots, so the floor is pretty low, but he does have that upside against Buffalo, and if Carter Hutton does start for them, I think we can boost them up a little bit more, too.
Absolutely. Gives you a low-owned pivot in a very chalky offense.
So sticking at the top range, any interest in McDavid or Nasty Nate here tonight?
I prefer Nate more, but I'm okay fading both of them. Obviously, MME, give both of them a look. They're both in decent spots, but I think you can pay down and still hit at least the same floor and similar ceiling with those guys.
Yeah, if I did have to pick one, it would be Nasty Nate as well. 8,600, so you get a nice 500 savings from McDavid. But now in tournaments, that it's going to make McDavid, I think, very low owned. No one's going to want to pay up for him on the road in Vancouver against a pretty good defensive team. So if you want to get him at probably under 15%, go for it. He has 2-3 goal upside anytime he hits the ice.
Oh, absolutely. if I'm making 1-3 lineups, I'm probably not going to touch him, but I'm also not going to talk you off of it either.
100%. One of my other favorites tonight, Matt Duchene, 7K, coming off the baby narrative, coming back to play his first game, and he's against his former team in Colorado. Pair him up with Monahan for 14-8 on center with the all the other savings we have tonight. It's probably where I'm going to start my cash lineups at center if I'm paying up for both spots.
Oh, absolutely. And if you remember, Matt Duchene was angry when he got shipped out of Colorado.
And he's having a great year. I mean, before he left to be with his wife for the birth of their child, he had 20 FanDuel, 15.2, 30.1, 16. He's a shot machine. 5 or 6 shots on goal almost every game. On the low end, 3, which is still pretty good. He had 3 goals in his last 3 games before leaving, and he's going to pick up right where he left off. And an Ottawa team that I think might be a little bit lower owned against Colorado, and I absolutely love Ottawa tonight.
Oh, yeah. Ottawa's one of my favorite offenses. Colorado's been pretty good at suppressing shots, but they're still giving up goals. Their whole team is a dumpster fire right now.
Well, they're allowing almost 4 goals against per game, along with Ottawa, in their last 10 games. So this game is likely going to be a shootout, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And since Christmas, these two teams have 4 combined wins.
They're struggling.
So I expect a lot of goals scored. Somebody has to win.
Someone has to win. So moving down, remember, guys, we use FanDuel pricing for the podcast and FanDuel positioning. Next guy, 6,400, Sean Couturier from Philly. Got a little bit of interest in him tonight. He's starting to heat up a little bit. Goals and assists in his last 3 games. Sorry, 4 games. Against a Boston team that they have been allowing goals, and their top line does allow some goals.
Oh, absolutely. You get him on the second line, and he's also on the top power play unit. Sean Couturier is in a great spot, and I don't think too many people are going to touch Philly today.
No, and he's got 15 shots in his last 5 games, averaging 17.5 FanDuel points. If you look here at the DFS Army Research Station, which is a great tool for all of our members to use, if you guys want to sign up, dfsarmy.com, use promo code NHLPODCAST, and you can save 20% on your monthly membership, and you can see all the tools we have and find that sneaky value that some people might not be on, and we find it because we have this amazing research station.
Absolutely. Well, we're in that mid-range. I don't know if he's going to play, but I saw he was practicing the last couple of days, Elias Pettersson from Vancouver.
Yeah, I see that he's...
Just monitor the news on him. He could be a sneaky play if he is in the lineup.
Yeah, and if you're a DFS Army member already, stay around in Slack close to lock, as that's going to definitely be brought up, and hopefully we get the news early enough that he is or he is not going to play tonight against Edmonton in a favorable matchup, actually. Moving down a little bit, $100 less than Couturier and $200 than Pettersson. Any interest in Thomas Hertl tonight from San Jose?
He's been the center on the only San Jose line that's absolutely on fire. So if you're going to roll... That San Jose third line, Thomas Hertl has to be there, or pair him with a defenseman or just Evander Kane. He's going to be chalky, but if you're not rolling Darcy Kemper, then you should have some access to that game.
Yeah, and I mean, he's our last player in the over 6K at center tonight. I don't know if I'm going to go to him. If I'm going to go lower in that range, I'll probably just go lower or spend that 7K on Matt Duchene.
Absolutely.
If you do move down a little bit, huge 900 price difference from Hertl is Bo Horvat for Vancouver. He's been on an absolute tear lately. He's got 11 shots in his last 2 games, racking up the ice time between 20-24 minutes. And those 6 shots, they're going to turn into goals. He hasn't scored a goal in a while, but he's still shooting the puck. And Edmonton, like we said earlier, they're averaging 3.5 goals against per game in their last 10. So the upside is definitely there in that late-night hammer with Bo Horvat at probably really low ownership.
Oh, absolutely. Mikko Koskinen was on a tear early in the year, but now they can't figure out who to throw in net, whether it's Cam Talbot or Koskinen. Both of them have been terrible.
Yeah, so Horvat's in a good spot tonight, and I don't think he's, people are going to go to him. They'll save $100 and probably go to David Krejci. We mentioned we didn't like Boston 1 all that much, mainly because they're high price and it's hard to pinpoint exactly where their goals are going to come from. But do you have interest in Krejci tonight? I like him a little bit.
A little bit. He's not going to play him in cash, but I can see some draw to him. I don't hate him tonight, but not among my favorite plays, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. I mean, if I'm not going to use Horvat's my guy between those two.
But oh, absolutely.
If I'm going way down and basically punting, there's two guys. One's going to garner a ton of ownership, especially after his last game with a hat trick, is Carl Soderberg. Like the matchup for him, I really love that game. But I'm going to spend $200 more and go to Chris Tierney for Ottawa. Same game, half the ownership, if not more. And he's been on a tear in his last five games, averaging 15 FanDuel points, two goals, three assists, shooting the puck. And he even has a couple blocks here and there, too.
Oh, absolutely. And he gets the better matchup, probably matching up with the Nate MacKinnon line. Those guys, they're scoring, but they're not playing any defense. They're not even scoring the way they were, say, 3 weeks or a month ago.
Yeah, you're right on that one. Do you have interest in Soderberg, or would you rather pay up a little bit or just go to Tierney in that spot?
In that spot, I'd rather go with Chris Tierney, just because I think a lot of people are going to be on Carl Soderberg coming off the hat trick a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, and I mean, he doesn't really have an okay floor, actually. Three shots is basically what he's around, which 4.8 points. Yeah, it's not bad for 4,600, but 4,600, we still want over 10 points. That's basically what we're looking for, is 10 points there. And he did get a little lucky with three goals last game, and I definitely don't see that happening tonight in an elevated ownership. I don't think I'm going to touch him.
No.
Anyone else on the low end for centers that you're looking at, or are those two about the lowest you'll go?
Coming all the way down, maybe take a look at Nick Cousins. Been playing well for Arizona. However, I do like his line mates better, and we'll get to those in a couple of minutes. I'd really only use Nick Cousins if you're stacking up and you need a min salary center.
Now, I see him on the fourth line. Is he moved up to the third, or?
I've been seeing him on the third line, centering Galchenyuk and Connor Garland.
Okay, yep, I see that now too. I just had to confirm.
Like we said in our last podcast, don't trust FanDuel's line designations. They're always a mess.
Yeah, that's...
Always look at daily faceoff or left wing lock. Plenty of options, always double, triple, quadruple check.
Yeah, and things change. I mean, they can start on a line and then change halfway through the game depending on how they're playing, which we can't really predict that at all.
No, if you're going to predict that, all you're doing is guessing. And hopefully you're better at it than I am.
Yeah.
I always stick with who's projected to start the game.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Ready to move to wing, or you got a couple more centers, or we think we're good?
I think I'm all set at center. Let's move over to wing.
All right, wing. This might surprise you. I didn't mention this to you before, but now looking at the research station, probably one of my top wings is going to be Gabriel Landeskog for Colorado. Johnny G was my top guy until I saw Landeskog 36 shots and blocks in his last five games, averaging 30 FanDuel points. Four goals.
I saw that too. I sorted by shots and blocks, and he flew to the top of the list. Love him tonight, and he's a $1,400 savings off Johnny Gaudreau.
Now, I like Johnny Gaudreau, don't get me wrong. I'm going to use him in my Calgary stacks, him and Monahan. But
oh, absolutely.
Landeskog, even his last 10 games, he's got 51 shots and blocks, which is the highest on this slate for wings, and no one, the next closest is 5-10 away.
And he's a $300 savings off his line mate, Mikko Rantanen. He's putting up points, but he has no floor right now.
Yeah.
I'd rather take the floor and go with Landeskog, especially if you're playing cash games.
Definitely in cash games. That's, Johnny G is the highest priced guy, and he definitely needs to be considered. I'm not going to say don't play him in cash. Because he's a great cash play. He's had a great floor in his last 10, 15 games. But if you do need that savings, Landeskog is my next guy to start my cash game lineups with at the wing position.
Oh, absolutely. Johnny Gaudreau has been playing out of his mind lately. I saw a stat about a week or so ago. He had more points in a week than James Neal had the entire season.
Remember, James Neal, he had a good year last year with Vegas, too, and now this year he just hasn't done anything.
I played him a lot.
He just disappeared this year.
Staple for me all season. Lose to Calgary and drops off the map.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna jump around a little bit here because another option just popped like crazy from my research station. Connor Garland from Arizona.
Hoping I could sneak up on you with that one.
No, can't sneak up on me there. He is playing out of his mind lately, and there's your value at wing. There's your savings, $3,900 on FanDuel. 3 shots last game, 5 the game before that. And he had 5 shots in 8 minutes and scored 2 goals against Edmonton.
Do you see how he scored that second goal?
No, I did not.
He got cross-checked in the crease as he was going to stand up. I forget who it was that shot the puck. Might have been Cousins. Don't quote me on that one, though. As he's standing up, the puck ricochets off his face and goes in.
Hey, what a way to score. And it was on the power play.
It was incredible.
So he gets power play time.
He came back and played the next game.
Yeah, I mean, that's hockey for you. I mean,
hockey players are the toughest athletes on the planet. It really isn't close.
Yeah, it's unreal how tough they are. But he's a guy that you could probably get Landeskog and Johnny G in a lineup and use him as your third wing and find another value wing. And there you go. You just made your 4 wings for your cash lineup tonight.
No, absolutely. There's some wingers that we'll get to in a little bit that can open up some value for you.
For sure. Anyone else that's in that higher-end range that you're really looking at tonight for either cash or tournaments?
Stay above 7K right now. Lindholm, if you want to get access to that top line from Calgary, you don't have the $1,700 extra dollars to spend on Gaudreau.
Lindholm's more of a tournament play for me today. If you're stacking up Calgary 1, he doesn't really have much of a floor, in my opinion, with the shots anyway. But he does assist on a lot of their goals.
I absolutely agree with that. Another guy that I do like quite a bit, especially if you stack with the guy you mentioned earlier, Chris Tierney, is Mark Stone. Playing quite as well lately, but he gets an excellent matchup against most likely the Colorado top line. And there are a lot of rumors flying around that Mark Stone's going to get traded. You can use this as an audition. Heard a lot of rumors of him to the Bruins and pretty much any other team that needs a top 6 winger.
Yeah, don't mind that at all. He was written down for me. If I'm going to go in that range, I'll save $200 and go to Matthew Tkachuk, if I said that right.
Yeah. Matthew Tkachuk.
Tkachuk, silent letters, man. But yeah, he's been great in his last 5 games. 5 goals, 2 assists, shooting the puck a ton. He gets power play time, and he's on that second line on Buffalo, which I think will be probably half the ownership of their first line.
Oh, absolutely. The top line's going to garner way more ownership than the second, and Matthew Tkachuk does get top power play time.
Our man Evander Kane is next up for me. 6,700. Had a game last night, 3 assists, 6 shots. I remember plugging him in a couple weeks ago. He was a plug and play in cash. His price is starting to go up a little bit, but his shots are still up between 3 and as high as 7 or 8 per game. He did have a little stretch earlier in the year where he wasn't shooting, wasn't doing anything, and then he just came out of nowhere, and that's when I know you and I, we were always on San Jose 3, especially in our Slack chat. Remember, guys, NHL podcast saves you 20% over at DFSArmy.com, and you can get all that late-breaking news and the special plays that we have that we don't mention all the time to the public and keep them locked up for our VIP members.
As this news breaks, you can't drop it all on Twitter. Take care of our members first.
Yeah, so get in, join up, save that 20%, and we're always looking to grow and build the NHL community as our Slack chat is growing with hockey members day in and day out. There's new guys coming in, asking for advice on their lineups and helping with different picks and everything. So we're always looking to help you guys out. We're always looking to find those special plays for you. So join up, join now. Don't wait.
Save $300 off of Evander Kane and go to Brock Besser.
Yeah, did you see his last couple games against Edmonton too?
I didn't.
He's got 2 goals, 2 assists. One of those goals was power play goal, 5 shots and 1 block. Shots are a little bit low, but he's finding a way to score against Edmonton.
I scrolled his game log right now. He loves playing against Canadian teams, especially the Oilers.
Yeah, I mean, his last 5 games, starting from the most recent against Florida, 5 shots, 3 shots, 3 shots, 6 shots, 7 shots. He's got that solid floor for 6,400, and he's able to get a couple goals or an assist here and there, too.
I absolutely love him tonight, along with a few other of his teammates. I think Vancouver's in a very spot tonight.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Vancouver is going to be lower owned, especially being that 10 o'clock last hammer game of the night. No one really ever plays that game, and I don't know why.
Thing in NBA, everybody loads up on the 2 or 3 10 o'clock games, but nobody touches them playing NHL.
No one. No one. They're always low owned. Brings me to another, actually, in that late hammer game that no one will probably play, is Ryan Nugent Hopkins playing on the second line of Edmonton. He's listed as a wing on FanDuel. I'm not sure what he is on DraftKings right now. But his minutes have been consistent. We always wanted to use him when he was with McDavid, and since he got moved down, never really used him. But he's been playing well lately. More of a tournament play. He doesn't really have any floor, but he does have that goal and assist upside in tournaments. And if you want to stack up their second line in larger tournaments, then I have no problem with that.
I don't hate that play. It's, like you said, it's tournament-only option. I'd rather pay 300 more and go with James Van Riemsdyk, top line winger for the Flyers. He's been playing incredible lately.
Ever since being moved up to that top line, he's just been on a whole nother level.
His last 3 games, his worst performance is 23 FanDuel points. Yeah. Like I mentioned earlier, the Bergeron line is not playing very good defense, and I don't know what happened to Yaroslav Halak over the last month, but he is not the same player he was at the beginning of the year.
And Philly's coming off a great game last time out, too, and he could be a little bit chalkier just because of that last game, but playing with Giroux and Konecki on the top line, I don't hate it at all.
They trolled us pretty good that night. You and I both loved Dubnyk, and he never saw the ice in the third period.
Yeah, that was brutal. That negative 8 did hurt, but hey, still found a way to bring some money back with the our Patrick Kane special, who dropped over 50 FanDuel points that night.
Would have been better if Dubnyk played well, though.
Yeah.
Didn't get shut out, didn't make any money, but didn't lose any either.
Yeah. And if you don't want to use him, if he is a little chalky, another play. Oh, look at this, another Ottawa play. Ryan Zingle, 6,300.
Oh, yeah.
He's been great lately, too. His shots are a little low. More of a tournament play, but can't argue with consistency. When he doesn't score or have an assist, he still puts up about 8 FanDuel points, which won't sink your lineups and won't help too much, but it won't hurt you. He's got a goal against the Sharks last game, then he had an assist, 2 goals in a row against Minnesota and Carolina. And he's playing well right now, and Colorado can be pretty leaky, too.
I also don't hate his line mate, Bobby Ryan, for a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, he was on my list, too.
Those two with Matt Duchene, and you have an excellent combination tonight.
I don't think that grouping will be very high-owned either, because I've never really seen anyone play Bobby Ryan.
Only Shady.
Yeah,
one of our staff members is... Whenever Bobby Ryan scores, he's like, oh yeah, I was on Bobby Ryan.
Hey, that's what you get at the DFS Army. You get those plays that no one's on.
For $700 cheaper, very similar production to Ryan Dezingle. 2 goals, 3 assists, 18 shots and blocks for Ryan.
Yeah, don't hate that. Well, what do you feel about Jake DeBrusk tonight? I'm seeing that he is going to play against the Flyers tonight after having a lower body injury.
He hasn't been playing as well lately. He was on a tear. He was in my cash game lineups every day for about a week or two there. And if he doesn't wind up playing, I'd watch for Danton Heinen to move up. He's had good chemistry with David Krejci all year. And maybe Ryan Donato taking his place on the power play. It's only if DeBrusk is out. It's just something to watch for. We will update our Slack members if we see that happening.
Yeah, and if he does play, I still don't know if I'm going to go there. He's been running really cold lately. Rather save 200 and go to Sven Barczewski. Probably made horrible on that one.
Barczewski, I think.
Yeah, I need some coaching myself on name pronunciation of these foreign hockey players.
That's still not as bad as Chop pronouncing Roman Josi Jossi every time he makes a video.
Hey, you know what? Every time. We're all human, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's fun to bust each other.
That's for sure. I mean, I do like him tonight, though. I know a couple of our members were on him last time he scored 2 goals against Arizona. And the matchup with Edmonton is great. His last 5 games, he's been much better than his last 10. So he is heating up. 15 shots in the last 5 games, 3 goals, 1 assist, and 16 shots on goal and blocks, averaging 18 FanDuel points, which is near the top. He's only averaging 2 less points than Brad Marchand in his last 5 games, and half
for
the price.
Half the salary.
So I don't mind that in tournaments if you're stacking up Vancouver's top line.
Oh, absolutely. Barczewski will have quite a bit less ownership than Horvat and Besser.
That's for sure.
And I still see that entire line being under 10%.
Yeah, they probably will be. I think that's about it for me for Wing tonight. Is there anyone under them that you're interested in or looking at for either cash for value or tournaments?
A couple of sneaky guys that I wouldn't play outside of large field GPPs be Chris Wagner and Sean Corrali from the Bruins. They both score in bunches, and right now they're on a hot streak.
Don't mind it.
Not a cash play by any stretch.
If you're going to go that low, just use Garland at 3.9, and don't even think about it. Just put him in your cash games.
Put him in your cash games, and then plug other studs in. Garland is absolutely the best value on the slate.
Yeah, I did see in our Slack chat, actually, Shady mentioned Michael Frolik for second-line Calgary. Made me look a little bit more into him, and it's hard to argue with the value there, 4,500. He's got 2 goals, 4 assists in his last 3 games, and pretty much every line on Calgary is on absolute fire right now.
Absolutely. You pair him with the 2 guys we mentioned earlier, Michael Backlund and Matt Tkachuk. Makes a very low-owned stack in what should be a chalky game.
Yeah, and they'll be half the ownership of the top line.
Tkachuk will carry some ownership, but Backlund and Frolik be, I'd say, under 20% each.
Yeah, that's a smart guess on their ownership there. Good on Wings. You want to move on to the defense and then wrap this thing up, or
let's move on to defense. It's my favorite position on the night.
I absolutely love defense tonight. There are actually a ton of options that I'm interested in, and I'm gonna flip and flop probably all of them in all my lineups tonight, but every single lineup I have is going to have Alexander Edler for Vancouver. No question about it. FanDuel, he's a steal. Lock him in your cash games. I'm going to almost lock him in all my tournament lineups too. He's 4,200, and he has the upside to score a goal and get 5-6 shots a game. And if you don't use him in cash, you're just doing it wrong tonight.
He has 27 combined shots and blocks in his last 5. That's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah. Prime matchup against Edmonton.
DFS defenseman for the last 3 years, and like you said, he's number one. That's not close.
At 4,200, he's a free square. He as a DFS Army owner, fantasy football geek would say, he is a free square. Lock him in. Don't think twice about it. Don't get cute. He's gonna be higher owned, but you don't want that 30-point game to burn you. And he has 30-point upside tonight.
Absolutely. And he's 5,500 on DK tonight. So as Kevin likes to say, clip that coupon and use him on FanDuel.
Yeah, definitely use him on FanDuel. And if you guys want to get more of these free squares that we'll mention before lock, NHL podcast at checkout at dfsarmy.com saves you 20%. Get in, get learning, get winning. We have a great community at the DFS Army, and we're all talking with each other day in, day out. Getting info from everyone, so just come in, save the money, and start winning at DFS.
It's a better community and a better value than just about every other site out there.
Yeah, every single sport we offer for one price. $49.99 for VIP includes the optimizers, all the research stations, our Slack chat, and then you can save 20% by using the NHL podcast promo code, and it's a steal.
Mark Giordano.
Yeah, I'm gonna likely pair him a lot with Edler tonight, and 40 points.
Get ice time with the top 2 lines on Calgary that we mentioned. Both love those two lines. 3 goals, 5 assists, 23 shots and blocks combined over the last 5 games. He's expensive at 6,500, but he's also well worth it.
He's actually 6,900 on FanDuel.
I was looking at the wrong page. Scrolling through Daily Faceoff.
Yeah, but he's up there. I mean,
FanDuel open on another window.
You go up to the two, Carlson and Burns. I got a hard read on them every single time they play. They're very expensive, and you never know. Like, Burns last night had... I absolutely loved him. He scored 4.8 fantasy points, which...
You look at Brent Burns' difference between his last 10 and his last 5. He has really cooled off over the last 5. So if you're going to go with one of those two, save yourself $600 and go Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, or save yourself $900 and just plug in Gio.
Oh, absolutely. Mark Giordano's number one in that upper tier. And the only other one above 6K that I like tonight would be Erik Karlsson. But he's a GPP only.
Agree with that. Moving down under the 6K, we'll do the 5 to 6K. Got about 6 guys in that spot. My top guy would probably be Tomáš Chabot. Is that right?
Yes. He's coming back tonight off an upper body injury. He still has that IR tag next to him on FanDuel, so hopefully people just skip over that. Absolutely love him tonight with some of the other auto combinations we mentioned. He has a solid floor of 10 FanDuel points and has upside for 25-plus any given night.
Yep. Three of our favorite defensemen, if you go into a DFS Army research station, Edler, Chabot, and Gio are the top 3 values on FanDuel tonight. And those 3 are going to be 3 of the ones I'm going to be building around. And you can add in Darnell Nurse, too. He's a little bit lower. More of a tournament play for me. I'm not huge on Edmonton tonight, but if I do play someone from Edmonton, Nurse will be my guy at 5,600.
Absolutely. If you want to play somebody from Edmonton in cash, it would be Nurse. But we have better options above and below his price.
Yeah. Who's your top guy below him, besides Chabot?
We already mentioned him, it's Alex Edler. So we'll go above Alex Edler, or below Alex Edler on the list anyway. Be Rasmus Dahlin. Good floor lately. I'm likely not going to play him, especially in cash, because I will use Dave Riddick. But he has been a whole lot better than Ristolainen, and he's still saving you money.
Yeah, I mean, you can even save $200 and go to someone I like a little bit better, Erik Johnsson for Colorado.
Yep, Erik Johnsson made my list as well.
Solid floor, 21 to 23 minutes. Four to five shots and blocks per game combined. It's a solid floor for 4,500. He's pretty much been sitting around 8 FanDuel points as a floor, which is good. It won't kill you. It won't sink you.
Another guy's just below him that surprised me when I was doing my research this morning is Gio's defense partner, TJ Brody.
Yeah, I was just going to mention him.
He's been playing good game, bad game since New Year's. If that keeps up, he's on pace for his bad game. But he has showed a pretty solid floor, upside for about 20 points. Much more of a tournament play, but I also don't hate the play.
Yeah, I'm going down to a guy who I never was on earlier this year. Cody Ceci for Ottawa, second line. He's got about an 8 floor as well in a prime matchup against Colorado.
I think I've only played him one other time this year, but he jumped off the page at me as well. He's getting some decent playing time while Tomáš Chabot was injured. I'm not sure what him coming back off of IR is going to do for his ice time. Just thought of that right now. He said he's been getting 20 to 25 minutes ice time. I expect that to go down a little bit, but he does have a solid floor. His last 3 games, he's got 3 blocks, 4 blocks, 3 blocks.
Yeah, and when he's not blocking shots, he can get 4 or 5 shots on goal, too, and one of those shots could sneak through one of these games sooner or later. Anyone else on the defensive side?
About it. Between 4 and 5K, if you want to punt, one guy that I'm not even going to ask you to pronounce is Jacob Chychrun.
Yep, I would have butchered that name.
I think I had to pull up a YouTube video and see how the announcers pronounced that last year.
I mean, he's a punt play if you're stacking up Arizona. I don't mind punting with him. 3,800 on FanDuel.
Showed a solid floor of 4 to 5 shots and blocks combined since New Year's, even a little bit before that. He was injured for much of the year, but he's been playing very well since coming back. And like we both mentioned, like Arizona a lot tonight. I don't think anybody's going to be on him, and even less will be on Jacob Chychrun.
Yeah, some breaking news live on the pod. Travis Hamonic is not going to play tonight for Calgary, so that should bump someone up into his spot. I'm not sure exactly who it's going to be right now, but someone could sneak into some value.
Taking a look at them right now, see who might take over. Might be a little added ice time for Noah Hanifin. Got some decent offensive upside. Rasmus Anderson, he has a floor of not much of a ceiling.
It looks like Anderson is going to be replacing him right now from Daily Faceoff. But I think that makes TJ Brody a little bit of a stronger play. He could get a couple extra minutes on ice at just 4,300. That could bring his floor up a little bit.
Absolutely. If you're going to play a Calgary defenseman, I'd stick with the top pairing, either Gio or TJ Brody.
Yeah, so Flynn, you got anything else for the viewers tonight? Or
I've got a couple of sneaky stacks, like we've teased a couple of times. Arizona 3 is at the absolute top of my list with Connor Garland, Alex Galchenyuk, and Nick Cousins. They've been playing really well lately, and they get a dream matchup, likely against the San Jose third line, who's scoring a ton, but they're also giving up a lot of goals. They've given up 6 goals over the last 10 games. And if they happen to match up against San Jose's top line on a couple of shifts, that line's given up 8 goals.
Yeah, there's definitely upside for there. They're going to be very low owned in tournaments. And that is our top sneaky stack of the night for tonight's 5-game slate.
Like we mentioned, Calgary 2, they're not going to be nearly as sneaky as Arizona 3.
They're in a good spot.
Plenty of upside.
If you want, you can stack Colorado 2. They'll be a lot lower on than their top line. And they've been rolling a little bit lately. Comper, Soderberg, and Wilson. If I had to pick two, it would just be Comper and Soderberg. Wilson doesn't really have that much upside. But the other two have been playing pretty well lately.
Can't get a read on which Philly line I want to play. I do think Philly's going to score some goals tonight.
I think I prefer their top line, but their second lines, both their lines are going to be extremely low owned. People are going to use Halak in cash. I wouldn't be surprised with that. So Philly 1 or 2 will be lower owned, especially in tournaments.
In my dummy lineup, I actually went JVR from the top line and then Sean Couturier from the second line. They match up on the power play. Power play is not a great advantage for them tonight. Actually, it's quite a bit of a disadvantage. But it does get you access to the two lines I think will do the most amount of scoring.
I agree. So anything else for you on the slate, or all set to wrap it up?
I think we're all set to wrap it up. If you guys have any questions, reach out to us in Slack or out on Twitter. I'm Mark Flynn, DFS on Twitter, and he's MDelagnus14. Ask us any questions, get involved.
Yeah, sign up for DFSArmy.com. Promo code NHLPodcast saves you 20%. And if you guys are into sports betting at all, sign up with our DFS Army Beat the Bookie program. Anthony is one of our great coaches, especially for hockey, and we have Luce Meister with NBA. And our NHL, NBA, NFL, college football, college basketball, all the models are absolutely crushing for our members. Get in, use NHL Podcast to save 20% over there as well, and start crushing sports betting and crushing DFS all at the same time.
It's the best in the business.
All right, guys, good luck tonight, and we'll see DFS Army members in Slack, and we'll be talking about the slate up until lock.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.